Welcome to the second part of the Yoga of Coaching through Psychosynthesis. The transpersonal path. Transpersonal essentially implies through and behind the personality, toward the universality, until we are able to see as I through the eye of the self, oneself and the world, and back to the personality. Transpersonal is a force we bring with us into the human dimension, veiled by our manifestation in the physical world, always present and asking for realization, actualization, developing through the fulfillment of the basic needs until we reach the point we begin to search for the profound meaning we are born with. The purpose of soul's right to exist fully and contribute with our unique gift as human being toward the positive valence of the universe. The transpersonal path includes the sequences of getting behind the personality through a process of energy transmutation toward the depth and heights of excellence and back into the personality, thereby becoming fully human in action as meaningful co-creator of our life. Along this path, we develop an awareness of the shadows of what we know about ourselves and don't like, therefore hidden, and developing this awareness into the potential to enlighten what is true about us, but we know absolutely nothing. Psychosynthesis coaching, as a transpersonal process, recognizes a hierarchy consisting of developmental stage, though not simply linear, of consciousness, prepersonal, personal, and transpersonal, and states of consciousness. All of these is within a structure involving context, content, and process, Franz Vaughan. Involving specific methodologies, strategies, and ways of knowing. As a coach, we are the expert in the process. The client is the expert in content. The transpersonal context is the worldview that the coach holds, creating the environment for unfolding the self's client based on the coach's psychosynthesis and transpersonal orientation. In coaching, as a transpersonal process, we guide clients to loosen the rational mental dimension, opening up a space to the intuitive mind, grounding and anchoring the awareness of transpersonal content into the eye and using them as a motivator for chosen goal by maintaining the awareness of the unbroken relationship I-self through the journey of life experience. With empathy and strong determination, the coach accompanies the client in its continuous engagement with I-self to find the appropriate response and solution to move forward and commit to realistic goals within a specific time frame. We guide people toward the challenge of reaching their innermost nature by allowing the connection to the I-self relationship as an external unifying center. Being able to do this means we already know the territory, not only theoretically, but also because we've been there and done that. We are able as a guide to accompany people, travelers, in this journey along a safe path in a way that they can bring transpersonal resources into daily life as a driver of change. This process represents a flow of presence. We predispose ourselves as guide with empathy, presence, beginner's mind, unconditional positive regard, controlling of judgmental attitude, and an awareness of self-actualizing tendency. All transpersonal qualities that the coach brings into the session as a mirror with which the client may mirror themselves and recognize the presence of this quality as already within them. We allow ourselves to become an external unifying center, holding the I-self space as a transpersonal setting in which the process overlaps, moved by the energy of the self. The I-Tao becomes a self-to-self relationship, and the transpersonal process occurs, emphasizing the client's awareness of the here and now as a willer without contents. We facilitate the connection between the I and the source of our being, thereby energizing and empowering the I. The unifying center is the channel for the self, allowing us to experience our own connection to the source. And during this process, we are coaching the client in a collaborative and cooperative effort in line to their own agenda toward their own goal, looking for what is really missing. The core needs overlap by the client's personal history and subpersonality with their needs. And in our role as a guide, we assist clients in the process of human development to include the deeper resources already existing, dormant in each person to ground, anchor, and become aware of our potentiality and manifest the inner capacities behind the normal understanding of who we are to become more of who we are. The awakening of these reserves empowers the person with self-care skills, generating new perspective on professional or personal life, direction, and future choice. These perspectives are potentially world changing. We gain access to the resources of wisdom, innate creativity, and spirituality we all have within us, and which we need when we are to confront the many challenges that we face as a human being. The personality rooted in the ego self is the reflection of the higher self. The self is developing through the I to the point where the ego or personal self is no longer sufficient to support this growth and to serve as a foundation for this experience. At this point, the ego personal self is transcended, and in this step, the characteristics of the ego are not abandoned, but rather emerge in a more integrated and comprehensive way into the I. As a result, the I is metabolized in a creative synthesis in the self, in the manner suggested by Patanjali in the Yoga Sutra more than 5,000 years ago. The light of the self shining into the eye. The discovery, as a Sajoli suggests, of being a self in expression fixes the attention directly on the importance of the path of self-realization, allowing us to gain the awareness of being the I as a contentless, willful, and aware expression of the higher self at the level of personality. The experience of reaching the awareness of our infinite nature as a self and then bringing back the subtle transpersonal energy into the personal I, conditioned by the limits of the form we wear, requires training and the humility and courage to recognize and therefore deal with our vulnerability. We, as a coach, allow the creation of the sacred space as an external unifying center, the space in which the client can permit themselves to let go of the many masks they are carrying through every day. In the process, they start to realize and show their vulnerability, the core of themselves, the vulnerable self. This self is not vulnerable in substance, but in the form that covers the self, the personality. And this realization enables them to reach the freedom of being who they really are and find the courage to be that self in action through the will, with the ability to respond to the situation we face in everyday life through the acceptance of our human limitations. Working on vulnerability awakens and leads the client to the power of resilience as an inherent capacity of a human being to learn from crisis, personal history, and primal wounds, in the process becoming more strong and flexible thanks to inner resources, personal skills, and strategy in line with purpose, meaning, and value as drivers toward chosen goal, passing from a state of powerlessness to being empowered. Knowing how and knowing why. Life is about change, sometimes unexpected and unwanted. In this situation, acting as proactive participants in the flowing stream of life with the ability of knowing how makes a difference, but knowing why makes the crucial difference. The why emerges through the discovery of being willing and vulnerable to inevitable phases of the human condition in search for the ultimate meaning, as Viktor Frankl explained in The Wheel of Meaning. The ability of the coach to be fully present by love and will allow the client to be vulnerable during the coaching conversation. In this sacred space, the client experiences the quality of this presence, the I-Thou relationship, where the client feels not be only seen, but profoundly understood, contained, support, and guided toward the solution chosen by themselves. Psychosynthesis coaching in particular offers this training, starting with the fundamentals, personal psychosynthesis, followed by
transpersonal psychosynthesis,
the transpersonal process, one step at a time, until we reach the summit of the personality, the realization of being a self in expression through the journey of life, and the awareness of the gift of being a very rare form, a human being. We guide people to reach and use the personal power originating in the realization of being a self in expression through the human form, with all limitation and unlimited potential, infinity which experience finiteness and growth, with the responsibility to act in line with our purpose, meaning, and value through willful choice. Three fundamental steps along this path are identification of contents and player within the personality, this identification leading into the space between the I and the contents, becoming the observer, observing the contents of experience as they arise in consciousness, with the power of choosing where to direct the attention, what subpersonality to wear at will, which energy field around a subpersonality to explore and learn to use at will, to be empowered in state of imprisoned by the limitation and filters of the subpersonality identification. Self-identification is the process of gaining the awareness of being the I self. The I is not a place to go or a goal to attain. It's the experience of being the observer, having the experience of the contents. The realization by the unity, the I, of the existence of a multiplicity of subpersonality, the diversity through the phases of knowing, possessing, and transforming, enable the awareness of unity into diversity or non-duality of the I-self relationship. From here, we act as a coordinating center director from the energetic space of contentless awareness and will, co-creating the future in line with purpose, meaning, and value. This diversity enriches the unity of the self as a unifying center, like an orchestra. The director, I, and the musician play one at a time or all together as necessary, each one with its unique note, but in harmony, without any of which the orchestra is not completed, is weak, or out of tune. When we tune into the I, the flow is harmonious and powerful, and we are empowered by the energy out of our inner source, the self. Listening for meaning, value, and purpose means to listen for the larger life, to see the bigger picture behind improvements. We listen for the broader context within which the clients see themselves, how the client orients themselves to meaning, value, and purpose, thereby providing the potential for connecting to something larger than the ego encapsulated in the skin. By accessing the I as willer, we step away from constantly attempting to willfully manipulate our life or duck the reality of life as it is. We become aware of the freedom within ourselves to give a will of meaning to life, becoming proactive instead of reactive, growing with emphasis on awareness to be a willer with the power to choose outcomes that promote development while attaining the higher qualities to reach the goal. We truly believe as a guide that the clients contain within them all their answers, talents, and strength, and we assist them with trust and confidence in the process of self-discovery, grounding and anchoring this awareness into the I through powerful question to increase awareness and bring it into actionable step to reach the chosen goal. We assist and guide people into the process of self-actualization and self-realization, a transformational way to become more of who we are by expanding and stepping out of the usual mindset. This process occurs in dynamic tension, not by rejecting any part of us, who we are and what we did, but by understanding who we really are and thanks to the everything that we did. This leads to a compassionate forgiveness about our past, and create the capability to become more than we already are, because, using Maslow's quote, what a man can be, he must be. We listen with intuition, open heart, open mind, and open will to the emerging future possibilities as described in Theory U, Otto Scharman, and we can share our intuition because the relationship I-Thou or self-self is in partnership, and the client can learn to listen to themselves through the transpersonal process in which we guide them. As an external unifying center, allowing the client to reach their own unifying center through our congruency, we become bridges, thereby enabling client to build their bridges toward their future, reaching the inherent and latent abilities waiting to be brought into manifestation. During coaching session, we guide clients along the path of self-discovery to become more and more self-confident while experiencing the deepest and highest regions of the unconscious, gaining knowledge of the many parts which inhabit us and the dynamic of their interaction. And this led to an increase in awareness and confidence in stepping out of the safety of the comfort zone, recognizing the I in its freedom as the comfort zone to inhabit and from where to invite the many parts as welcome guests, empowering the I and not weakening it by being under control of the supersonalities. Motivation is an essential component in the coaching process. It's the driver to reach the goal, and as a coach, we train the person to stay in touch with their meaning behind the motivation with powerful questions designed to stimulate and manifest the purpose within, motivator of life itself. Reaching a goal as a motivated player aware of the inner game is the winning formula. The component we bring to the game are the gift we have to manifest, passion we have as a meaningful way to be in the game, and value we place on our participation as driver toward the purpose as a calling. In conclusion, the transpersonal psychosynthesis life coaching process consists of guiding the client along a journey starting from Maslow's meta-needs as a creative reinterpretation of all life based on the awareness of being an I in search of meaning. Experience through trial and error is transformed from defeat into an asset, consisting of ownership of the steps necessary to learn a lesson and acquire the skills of learning by doing, not as a label, but as an honorary citation for the attempt made as imperfect being toward perfection in the process of becoming more and more who we are as a willer with the power of choice. And last but not least, we accompany the person to trust and recognize their intuition as valid, going through a cognitive process, valuing the inclusion of the intuitive function in the personality. This process involves a meaningful use of the rational mind to translate the intuitive whole into parts, and subsequently integrate them into the vehicle of expression of the personality, the psychological function, toward the purpose, meaning, and value needed to support the manifestation of the self as the foundation toward each goal. Consciousness, the substrate of the manifestation. In the Yoga Sutras, Samadhipada, Sutra 2, Patanjali defined yoga. Yoga's citta vritti nirodha. Yoga means to quiet the modification of the mental field. Asajoli defines psychosynthesis equal yoga. Yoga means to join, to meet, to concentrate one object to another. Yoga means reconnection, reunification, from the Sanskrit root
yuj,
from which are derived the word joy, juj, joke, subjugate, the Italian giocare, the French jouer, like play. Through the completion of the eight phases of yoga, the field of silence or Nirodha is created, in which the I, personal self, reconnect to the self, the source. Asajoli wrote in The Art and Technique of Silence, "Silence is the voice of the spirit expressed in the languages of the sage. It fuses man with the soul of nature and brings human polarity closer to that of the divine, igniting the flame of creativity. It originates from the infinity of the cosmos of which it summarized the stellar echoes. In psychosynthesis, this space of reunion, reconnection is represented in the egg diagram by the dashed line that descend or ascend into the field of consciousness of the eye in an energetic movement that occurs between the personal self, I, and the transpersonal self. Technically, in this space, nirodha or silence, the vritti, modification of the mental field, are quiet. The light of the self illuminate the personality. The I recognize and remember to be a spark of the transpersonal self, equal in quality, different in magnitude, and the synthesis take place, or yoga. Because of the conditioning and the vritti, modification of the mental field, that interfere in the mental field, name manas, that represent the rational mind, the clarity of vision is distorted, or we can say intuition is not available, and the personal self, name ahamkara, is conditioned by the five grade conditioning that Patanjali explained in the Yoga Sutra, named panchaklesha. We will see that later along the training. So ahamkara is led to believe is the author and the beneficiary of the action, forgetting its true origin. In psychosynthesis, we say the I is identified with a supersonality. And because of the 10 psychological law, we know that when we are identified with a content, we are under the power over of the content. The Sanskrit term ahamkara is literally translated as I am he who does. The purpose of yoga is to reach the awareness of the confusion or identification between the perceiver, the Atman Purusha, the I self,
and the perceived,
Prakriti, the object of the senses, or ahamkara, caused by ignorance, named avidya, which self-awareness and the path to reacquire the awareness of the indissoluble bond by the self and the I, ignoring that the jiva, the being, is pure awareness and will and no content. Avidya binds to the samsara, the infinite cycle of death and rebirth, creating as a result a fixed mindset downloading from the past. Through the discipline of yoga, it's possible to free oneself of this powerful bond, transforming experience in the phenomenal world into awareness of the value of the relationship between subject and object and relative independence, a fundamental passage for spiritual evolution. This process leads to the synthesis in consciousness of which Asajoli speaks to us as a synthesis in consciousness, conscious relation, and later unification. In Vedic perspective, ideas, thoughts, images, emotions, feelings are considered as psychic objects, real and consistent as much as physical one. When the personal self reconnects to the source and become aware of being a self in expression through the personality, he recognizes the existence of a further reality that underlines and coordinates it, the transpersonal self, an energetic spark of the same substance and different magnitude of the universal self, name Ishvara or Brahman in the Vedic context. Through its intrinsic faculties, the will and the awareness in consciousness, ahamkara, the personal self, can choose to participate proactively in this evolution and liberation, reconnecting to its source, the self, Atman Purusha, benefiting from the transpersonal energies that generally lie latent in the superconscious, called Vijnana Maya or Buddhi. Thank you. I hope you enjoy it.